All right, five. Now we're getting into name calling.
No, it's an issue.
No, that's me.
This is a pretty much issue here.
No.
And I'm gonna read from my email on October 28th. Eddie, and this was addressed to Eddie. I'm having a problem with Ted Carr. During the pig picking on Saturday, I had a Republican candidate come up to me and relay a story about Ted Carr. Ted Carr approached a member of his family, asked her if she would help hand out stuff at the early voting polling places. He, Ted Carr, said she would get $10 an hour from Michelle Presnell to hand out Michelle Presnell brochures. He, Ted Carr, also provided the yellow palm cards with the names that were voted on and approved at the last GOP executive committee member. He, Ted Carr, then told her he, Ted Carr, could not support Denny King. He, Ted Carr, told her that he was supporting Michael Soros. This is the second time that I've heard this from a second individual. I'd like for Ted Carr to explain, you know, what's going on here. By the way, this has the attention all the way up to Dr. Ada Fisher, who and there's another bullet point as we get into this.
And she has sent us an email saying she's paying attention as well.
No, that's Carolyn Justice.
I'm sorry, was Carolyn. Here's what I know about that. At a previous group meeting, I talked to Denny King privately and explained to him that I could not support him. He would not have my vote. On another occasion, I talked to Patty Best. Probably Debbie asked her to talk to me.
No.
And she asked if I would be voting for Denny, and I said no. She probably recorded that, so if you want to know the whole conversation, you can. I have a recollection of someone asking me if I was going to vote for Denny King, and I said no. I do not believe that I have asked anyone to vote. I'm really quite certain that I have not asked anyone to vote for Soros. I do know that when Patty Best and I talked, I told her that I would not be mentioning Soros anymore because she brought it up as an issue, and I said, I would not be saying any more about that, and I haven't. If you would tell me who was talking to you, that might jar my memory. But I honestly do not think that I told anyone to vote for Mike Soros. I have not supported Mike Soros. I have not done anything for Mike Soros. I have certainly done things for Denny King.
Okay, Mr. Strom, are you getting all this? So this is going to be in the minutes?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
As you said, it's recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
The minutes are what was done, not what was said.
You mean the business meeting?
Oh, she's
got. Oh, then we need to revise the 5 minutes.
Boy,
you're going to be busy.
Read it live.
You're going to be one busy little sucker because you're going to have to revise all the minutes.
I'm not a sucker. And then I do a very good job.
I didn't mean that in any way.
It didn't sound derogatory. It sounds like a friend.
I meant it as a friend.
I accept.
I'm rude, right?
I accept. You're mean, Donnelly. There's no need for it.
I'm mean,
we're
and
not
I'm rude, and I'm an animal.
Sure.
If you don't set her down, I will adjourn this meeting.
Tommy's is just shocked. Come on.
Madam Chair.
The minutes should contain a record of what was done at the meeting, not what was said by the members.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I make a motion.
Every time we talk.
Excuse me. I make a motion, please, that the declarations, due to their importance, by our precinct chair, Ted Carr, be included in our minutes.
Second.
It is on. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Mr. Strong.
Discussion.
I'm only required as a secretary to report what Robert's Rules of Orders dictates should be carried in the secretary's minutes. Now, there's been some question as to some of the minutes where I put in the discussion from Debbie and Mrs. Carr about taking that out because it's been too much. It doesn't have to be any part of the business. It's not business. Motions are put in, reports are given, and those things are noted in the minutes. Not discussions between Monroe Miller and Ted Carr about Denny King's campaign. That's not appropriate or germane. I could write 20 pages on that, I guarantee you. And still not satisfied. Johnny, Tom Lee, Eddie, Debbie, Denny, Monroe, Hannah, Pat, Susan, Debbie, Judy, Ted, and Andrew. It'd be 100 pages. It's not.
That's very true.
Let's go back a minute.
There's a motion on the floor.
Motion and seconded.
Who seconded?
Eddie Page seconded the motion that we put in other things, the business, a discussion.
These declarations made by.
Ted said he didn't do it.
No, Ted said he
He said he told Denny he didn't support him, but he didn't.
He could not support Denny King. So that's something he did.
Exactly what he said, word for word, on the paper.
I made a motion.
Right, there's a motion.
Stand by, we seem to be in the discussion before we should be, but that's okay. I have a question for Mr. Carr. When you told Denny you could not support him, did you tell him why?
Yes.
Did you tell him you would put his signs out and pick them up?
I don't recall any discussion on that. I have done that, but I don't recall discussing that with him.
Did you tell him you would work against him?
No.
Did you tell him you wouldn't work against him?
No. I just simply said that I could not support him.
Okay. Mr. Kay.
You write in the minutes stuff that, like, Eddie Cave said that he knows beyond a doubt that blah, blah, blah. Now, what's the difference?
People have asked me to remove that. And now
I ain't never asked you to remove it. Have I
asked you? Other people, and you haven't spoken in several months, Eddie. But other people are included in this body, and they have asked me to remove it.
Ms. Key.
Yeah, I do want to address this because... And it's not because of Denny, but it is because many people have worked for a seat, and we came within 1/3 of 1% of getting a seat on that commission board. And our phone has rung off the hook from people who have heard some of the comments that were made. And this is what was brought to my attention, was that at the Young Republican Pig Picking, Ted did tell Denny that he could not support him. October the 23rd, the first night of early voting, I received a call from a family member of a Democrat poll worker that was working the Canton Library, early voting location. I was told that the poll worker was being paid to hand out things for one of the candidates and that they would be handing out the palm cards. Ted Carr was the person that gave the poll worker the literature as well as the Haywood County GOP palm cards. When given the cards, this is what I've been told. When given the cards to the worker, Carr stated that he was not supporting Denny King. This was at the poll.
At the polls?
At the poll.
Yeah, can't
mind. And in the yellow bookmarks, that's what we used to call them. Later that day, the poll worker had asked the family member that called me, is this the same Denny King you said you were supporting? And the family member said, how long have you known Ted Carr? How long have you known me? Yes, I'm supporting Denny King. The family member went on to tell me that they knew sabotage when they saw it and that this was sabotage and they thought I should know. October the 24th, I did not, you assumed, I did not ask Patty to go talk to you. In fact, she called me when she got back. She said that she went to see Ted Carr that day at the Canton Library at the early voting. And Beth said that she told Ted Carr, I have come to find out, and this is her quotes, I have come to find out that you have made statements at the polls that you are not supporting Denny King. This is at the polls. And according to Patty Best, Ted Carr confirmed to Patty that he had told someone at the polls that he was not supporting Denny. This crosses the line. Patty Best indicated that Ted Carr made it very clear to her that he, Ted Carr, was not supporting Denny King. October the 25th, while attending the pig picking in Waynesville, I was approached by another individual that was also a candidate, and they said that Ted Carr cornered me and said he was not supporting Denny King. Also, that night, other individuals at the pig picking shared the same story about Ted Carr working against Denny King at the polls. While I was at the Canton Library working early voting, a paid worker that was handing out the literature and the Haywood County GOP came to me and said, Ted Carr handed me palm cards and stated that he was not supporting Denny King.
Did any of those people say that they asked Ted Carr whether or not he was supporting Denny King?
I don't know.
I believe that's what happened, because I believe there were people who did directly ask him that.
They would directly ask Denny King of all people.
Who are you supporting?
I don't know. I wasn't privy to some of this. That's not what I was told by the poll worker. Denny King lost, again, by 1/3 of 1%. And to the precinct chairs that have worked so hard for all of our candidates, including but not limited to supporting them financially, your work in the polls, you've helped host the dinners for all of the candidates. I mean, we are so appreciative of everything. Without your support, none of the Republicans, I don't believe, would have gotten elected. And that's why I will fully support all of the precinct chairs being on this executive board next time. And although some have tried to portray some of you in the newspapers and in emails as dividing the party, when the rubber actually hit the road, you were the ones who had a huge hand in helping get Republicans elected. And like I said, I will continue to support you. And so, yes, we had some great celebrations. However, it could have been larger had we not had real diviners in this party.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
And I would like to submit this.
Do you want to respond to the unnamed allegations?
I think I never initiated any comment about Denny King. I think I only responded in one occasion when someone asked me, and I said, I'm not supporting. Actually, I think I said, I'm not voting for Denny King, because I wasn't doing any support or non-support. I wasn't doing anything. I think there was only one situation. And yes, I made it clear to Patty, and because she came and asked. I wouldn't have said anything to Patty at all if she had not asked me. So when she asked, I told her. I do thank you, Senator.
And I told you I didn't.
I know.
Mr. Cade?
Yeah, I'd like to say a few things too. If some of y'all know, we've got a breakfast group called the Patriots of Haywood County, and we've got a Facebook page. And I started getting some messages from the people on the Facebook page asking that they had heard that the head of the Republican Party was out at the polls saying that he was not going to vote for Denny King and that he was supporting Michael Sarles. And I actually emailed some of that stuff out. You've seen it off the Facebook page. Now, that's people on the Patriots page that I know you don't know. Some of my wife's cousins, and they're sending me messages on the Facebook page wanting to know why you are supporting Michael Sarles instead of Denny King. And then I go, I don't like the way you sit and giggle like a dad Jim goose every time somebody said anything. It's not funny, Pat Carr.
It is
Carr.
To me, because it's so preposterous.
Well, I'm okay, Pat Carr. You've seen them. You've seen them. If you read your email,
I've seen what?
Them out.
Seen what?
The dialogue off of Facebook.
Show me an email.
You named people.
Show me an email, Eddie.
I didn't say an email.
Yes, you did.
I said message on Facebook. Okay, the second one, we was having a meeting about the pig pig.
Which one? The Terry Ramey pig pig?
Yes, and one of the people that was helping us put on this meeting, that's another person that hadn't been named. They came to the meeting and they sat down and they started telling us how Pat Carr was not supporting Ben King and how Pat Carr was supporting,
Yeah, but he said the head of the party. I mean, I'm just an outsider listening in, but you said that they said to you, the head of the Republican. Well, but did you correct them that he was not the head? Thank you. I mean, I said I'm an outsider listening to y'all.
His name is Ted Carr, and he's a precinct chair and husband of the county chair.
Okay. And he's also on like the state or the district.
Absolutely.
Well, let me state this. Let me state this clearly.
Who's got the floor, Pat?
Mitch Cade has the floor.
Another thing that I want to say is that these paid poll workers, I think the money may have come from Michelle Presnell, and that's her business, and I think she done good. I don't have no problem with that. But these paid poll workers were, in fact, told by their supervisor, and the supervisor being Ted Carr, these poll workers were told by their supervisor that's paying them the money that he ain't voting for Dean King, and they're supposed to be standing in front of the polls, and that you're voting for Michael Sorrells. And, you know, it looks like when you're in the position of employer and boss, and you're telling them that's a big influence on poll workers.
I told no one that. I have done nothing to support Michael Sorrells. You said I've sent out emails. I have sent out no emails. I have done nothing to support Mike Sorrells. I have done nothing not to support Denny King, except I did not vote for him.
Madam Chair, that's not what the poll worker said.
It's correct.
I think the gravity of the situation is the fact that the word polls comes up here quite often, and Ted himself has admitted that at the polls, he addressed people regarding his preference.
I did not say that.
Or that he said he would not vote for Denny King, that's pretty clear.
In response to a direct query, did you want him to lie?
No, I didn't. I would think he would have said, as a poll representative of this party handing out our literature, that he should have said, that would not be an appropriate question for me to answer here at these polls.
He could have done that.
Yes, he could have, and he probably should have. I think the gravity and the absolute closeness of this race, It was damaging.
Absolutely.
You.
Well, that's your opinion,
too.
It is. Yes,
Mr.
It is.
Miller.
Yeah, you want a name?
I'd like any name that you are alleging said that Ted told him he supported Michael Sorrells.
No. We're going to get back to Ted, what he just said. He said, I didn't say I wasn't going to support Denny King unless somebody asked him. You want a name of somebody that he just lied about? Yeah, I'll give you the name. It's Terry Ramey. Terry Ramey and I put on together that pig picking. Ted Carr came over to Terry Ramey. Terry Ramey didn't ask, oh, Ted, are you going to support Denny King? No, it came up all by itself. So you want a name? It's Terry Ramey.
I did not talk to Terry Ramey about Denny King at the pig picking.
I'd like to invite Terry Ramey. He's a Democrat, to the next Haywood County GOP Republican Party. Is that okay with you?
No, it's not okay with me.
No, I didn't ask you.
It's the Republican Party. It's not your party.
Unfortunately,
this is not a
Republican Party.
All right, you wanted a name. I gave you a name.
You did. Thank you, Terry Ramey. He's a Democrat. Big Democrat. All his life a Democrat. Wonder why he won't hurt anyone.
I think you're putting way, way too much weight or credibility on something I say.
Yeah, didn't appreciate it. All right, we beat this one to death.
I have a question.
I'm not going to call any names, and I'm not going to say anything, but I just want to tell you that if I were to run for office and I didn't have my party behind me, I would be very, very upset. And because of the leaders of the party, that's the ones you expect that would help you, would be behind you. I also object to the finance chair getting up in a meeting and telling people who was ahead, who was going to win.
Yes.
And the like. In other words, saying who had a chance, who didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
But this is why we can't come together. This right here is the bottom line. We have got to support these who runs. I mean, I may not have voted for all Republicans, but I'm not going to get out there and can't, you know, and even say, you know,
at the polls
or at any function who that I can't support so-and-so in my Republican Party. I'm telling you right now, I would be very, very hurt if I decide to run for office and I don't have the backing of this party. I can't tell you how hurt and upset I would be.
One more comment and then we can move on.
Okay. How would you respond when somebody asks you that direct question, Lisa?
I would just say I either haven't made up my mind or this here are the cards and this is who our party is supporting.
Pat, this was
Mr. Billhard.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that Ted Carr had full when we voted on those yellow cards, mm-hmm. you know, the palm cards. He could have at that point say, no, I don't agree. He did not. He voted, it was unanimous. Everyone voted for the people on the palm card.
And I agreed with him.
Yeah, except you didn't support Denny King.
That's one vote.
Yeah,
one
it is.
Vote,
it's an important
one vote.
Vote.
Didn't make any difference.
Anyway, there's not, I don't,
not one vote,
I don't intend to make a motion on this. This was for discussion and I'm fine. Because I've got it on the recorder here.
Yeah, I've got a question about the poll worker.
Hold on just a moment. He wants to defend himself. What do you mean?
Well, not defend myself, but I agree that I think Denny should have been on the palm card.
Okay.
That's why I voted for it.
Okay.
Mr. Gabe was next, I believe.
I got a question about the paid poll workers. Was Ted Carr, were you paid?
Negative.
No.
Not one dime.
Thank you.
John,
I just would like to ask Ted that if you felt it was appropriate at the polls to say those things that you said.
I think I did not say it to the poll workers. I think a voter came up and was talking to me and asked a question.
Did you take them aside? Were there other people that might have overheard what you said?
I have no idea because I don't know Johnny for crying out loud.
A voter.
Okay, a voter.
A voter? Did you hear that? A voter.
Told me.
Now he's telling voters as well as poll workers.
Telling them what, Eddie?
That told me that you said you weren't supporting Denny when you and you gave him the cards.
It was a poll worker?
It was a paid poll worker that was going to hand out the cards. And again, it's not about
that
Denny
wasn't
per
my
se,
intent to
but we have,
influence anybody else.
We have people in here that probably did not support all of the candidates. But when you go to that extent, they all were working for all of the candidates. I was out there and I saw some of the ones that have gotten the worst heat in the newspaper and all did the most work for our candidates. And I don't believe those Republicans would have gotten elected without them. And what you did was wrong.
Agreed.
When I was handing out the yellow cards, I was supporting Denny as much as anybody else.
When you are telling a poll worker what you did, Ted, that is wrong. Our party plan of organization says if you are working against any Republican, that is party disloyalty. That is party disloyalty.
I was not working against.
That is working against when you are at a poll, giving somebody the yellow bookmark and saying, I'm not supporting Denny King. That is working against a candidate. He came within 1/3 of 1%, Ted.
I did not do what you said.
There are too many witnesses. You can say that, but there are too many people that are backing this up and that have come forward with it. Patty is one of them. The poll worker has come forward. A family member has come forward. And then there were people at the pick-picking who said that you cornered them and you were talking again about that you were not supporting Denny King at the pick-picking that Terry Ramey and Monroe had for the candidates.
I think you need to provide those names.
I think they should be, if this were to go any further than it is right here.
We're good exactly where it is right here. I'm satisfied.
Was there anybody else? I mean, did y'all check?
We can move on to the next item.